know.
Might need to add a trigger warning to the beginning of this episode.
I think maybe that's not a bad idea. Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
So this week, we are talking all about the Olympics. But it's a Disney podcast, so we're going to make it Disney and the Olympics.
And Wheaties. Oh, no.
What? not Wheaties.
All the Olympians end up on the Wheaties box. I don't know.
Before we get to that, though, what are you currently drinking, Brandon?
I am drinking a brand new beer that I just tried today.
Woo!
From the Fernie Brewing Company.
So they're not our most local brewery, but they're pretty local.
Yeah.
You're from Fernie, actually.
I grew up in Fernie, that is correct. It is the Eclipse Single Hop IPA, and it is delicious.
It is really good. I am drinking the exact same thing.
Yes, we are drinking two cans together.
Yep. And at this point, we usually talk about another thing. I want to just save that for a minute, because I just want to do a quick update on our countdown to What If is our newest Marvel thing coming. And we're at 9 days.
It's like going to be tomorrow, basically.
So
we're going to miss the launch of it.
We're going to have to binge when we come back.
Yeah. So you may notice our next few episodes are a little bit different. We're probably not going to have news because we won't know. We can't tell the future.
We're smart, but we are not that smart.
We're going to be recording ahead of time. And so we will have stuff posting while we're gone.
Yeah, but you can still tune in every week.
It's going to be a more of an evergreen type episode.
Right. Yeah. Very good. Yes. We are going on adventures and not going to be around. So, still tune in every week. We still got some good content.
Got some stuff coming. And then definitely keep your eyes peeled on our YouTube channel.
Holy yeah.
Because we're going to be having some stuff coming there once we get back and are able to edit that video content.
And by we, you mean me.
Yes. Editor extraordinaire.
So, yes, we are going to miss the launch of What If, but we will definitely binge it when we come back, because this looks so good.
It looks really cool.
The chances of me crying over when we see Black Panther again are, like, 100%, basically.
Yeah, here in Chadwick one last time.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's going to say Wakanda forever, and I'm going to start bawling or something. It's true. I'm laughing.
Will he, though? Because he's not in Wakanda.
That's true. Oh, man. Ah! Okay. Also, we like to talk nerd things. So,
what is your nerd thing this week, Krista?
Oh, man, I've got a few different things. So we said we were going on adventures, so I've been kind of planning that and everything. We are going on a big road trip, which we will talk about, I know. But, so I've been doing a lot of planning that. And actually, my nerd thing right now is, it's kind of teachery. I went for coffee with a student of mine today.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it was really sweet. So I got to talk to her for a little bit, and that was really nice. And yeah, well, a former student, she graduated. If I went for coffee with regular students, that would be a little weird.
A little weird, yeah.
Yeah, but former students, I say it's fair game. Happens once in a while.
Once they graduate, then they're just regular adults.
They're adults, that's right.
And the fact that they feel comfortable reaching out to you is pretty cool.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I have a soft spot for some of my students, and she's one of them, and so that was really nice.
You
so
have a soft spot for all your students.
Well, okay.
Most
that's
of them.
I mean, you're not wrong. What about you?
Well, so normally our nerd things are like happy fun things.
Like mine.
This week it was a little tougher for me. You've heard me talk about enjoying Blizzard games in the past.
Yep.
And there was some big news dropped this week that they are getting sued by some former employees for some pretty horrible stuff that's going on. Or was going on. It might still be going on.
God, I hope not.
Yeah, and The tough thing is this isn't uncommon.
Yeah.
There's a Canadian game developer, the branch in Montreal of Ubisoft, that about a year ago had a similar thing come out. And just recently their employees are saying, you said you were going to like try and make it better and you haven't done anything.
What?
Yeah. So it's not uncommon. It's pretty horrible.
And do you want to talk about what it is? Or?
Well, basically, the Blizzard-specific thing is it was a very frat boy type culture. A lot of women not getting promotions, or worse, getting sexual harassment from some higher level people. And the worst thing that I read was at their annual convention, they had a special green room suite at the hotel that they were hosting called the Cosby Suite.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's disgusting, and I don't really like talking about it because I liked in their games, and it just turns out that they're kind of crappy, I guess.
It's really hard. I get asked this question a lot. Actually, I was just talking about it one of my reading groups. Like, I talk about being a book nerd a lot. And they're saying, like, how, at what point can you no longer separate the, in this case, the author from the text?
Yeah.
So the example I always give of this is Ender's Game. And my reaction is, I think everyone should read Ender's Game. Read it from a library, please. Like, we don't need to give any money to that situation or anything. But I do, like, I can't not recommend that book.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, and so it's hard, because, like, or the one that really, out of everything that came out of, starting with the Me Too movement, quite frankly, everything that came out of that, the one that really, really upset me was Joss Whedon. I always, when you know that question of who could you sit down with who's famous and, like, have a drink with or something like that, I always said Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
He's this amazing writer. I mean, he wrote Avengers and Toy Story. And, like, he's this amazing writer, and he gave us Buffy and all these things, and he was supposed to be this, like, beacon for female empowerment. Turns out, funny story,
He's just another asshole.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
That might be the strongest language we've ever used on this, actually.
Well,
sorry, kids, but, you know.
It's a strong subject.
It is, yeah. And that one really, really upset me. And so I'm like, does that mean I love Buffy less? Like, does this mean you love Blizzard less?
I have struggled to think about playing their games this week. But at the same time, there's still a lot of good people that work there, including the women that have been harassed and struggled under this terribleness of their employer and the people in charge. So I don't know if it does any good for me to deprive myself of something I enjoy just because there were some assholes involved in making it.
Yeah. Well, okay, so we do post this on YouTube, and we post it and everything like that, so this is actually a really good opportunity. I would love to hear how people react to this, because I actually personally struggle with this.
It's very difficult, and all sorts of content creators that are, like, deeply involved in Blizzard are struggling with it, like, and a lot of women content creators and stuff like that, and, yeah, it's a very tough subject, and there's no right answer, I don't think. Like, you got to do what makes you feel right, like you're doing the right thing, I guess.
Yeah. So I'd actually like to hear people's responses on this one for sure. I mean, it's so tough. Please be respectful. And, like, yeah.
And there was a walkout movement that was supported by the community as well.
Oh, okay.
So the employees walked out on Wednesday to show their disgust of the situation and everything like that. And the company actually did say that they would still pay them.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I guess that's something.
Yeah, something. Too little, too late, but...
But something.
And, yeah, and there was a hashtag for it, and several charities were mentioned to support.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Women-based charities and things like that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look those up, and if you can, donate.
Not a super happy nerd thing you're into this week.
No, and then, I mean, then there's been a whole bunch of junk with hockey this week as well.
Okay, I don't know any of this. What's up?
Yeah, so there's been a scandal brewing with the Chicago Blackhawks. Apparently, during their Stanley Cup runs, there was a sexual assault on one of the players that was covered up.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
And,
I need a stronger drink. You only brought me beer. What the
heck? And then there was a player drafted who is confirmed to have passed around nude pictures of a girl when he was in junior hockey.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and this was well known. And it had come out, and he said, "Don't draft me. I need to work on this and become a better person. And I'm not ready to be drafted like this."
And they drafted him anyway.
And the Montreal Canadiens drafted him in the first round. And it was
first round.
First round. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because, yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
There's a really long silence in there. I'm not going to take that out, because I think that silence my reaction.
Anyway,
I know the camera's not on us right now, so you cannot see the, like, my mouth literally drop open. How did he respond to being drafted?
I haven't heard any response from him. The reporters were grilling, like, the management and owners of the Montreal Canadiens, like, why would you do this? And there's a really interesting clip of one of the interviews, and they asked, so he said this, like, he's not ready to be drafted. What made you think differently? And you thought you had a long silence. This guy was literally like 25 seconds, just dead silence on the Zoom call.
And then what did he say?
Well, I think he might have been emotional when he said that. Anyway, the world's kind of a crappy place. I think we should probably.
So this
move
is
on.
Why we talk about Disney. Yeah. This is why we talk about Disney. Oh, that was my other. You got my happy nerd thing? I did a book event yesterday.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Book event. Yeah, you haven't done one of those in a while.
My nerd things are way happier than your nerd things.
My nerd places aren't very safe right now, unfortunately.
Aww, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Nerdisms mm-hmm. are supposed to be like, I don't necessarily like thinking it's like, well, it's an escape. Like, the same thing I never think of that about books.
It's supposed to be.
But it's supposed to be that, right? Like, it's supposed to be this, like, safe place where you're going to enjoy things and you get to, like, hang out with like-minded people who have shared interests. So I'm really sorry that your nerd places are not very happy places right now.
Might need to add a trigger warning to the beginning of this episode.
I think maybe that's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. So, no, I did a book event yesterday.
Yes,
I did a book event. I was like trying to think. I was like, what was something happy I did recently? I looked, and the last time I did a book event was September 2019. Isn't that crazy?
Seems like yesterday, and also 20 years ago.
I was talking about that with my student today.
Yeah.
I've written a couple books. I write different things, mostly drama, mostly women's lit kind of things. And I have a couple books, and I'm like an independent author and everything. But I really, really like doing like markets and things like that, where I get to talk to especially local ones, and the local community here is amazingly supportive and everything. So this was the first one I'd done in a long time. I was kind of looking at the calendar saying, last summer I didn't quite feel right doing a market. It was kind of awkward. During the spring ones and fall ones, they don't work with school schedule. So it's basically usually summer and Christmas. And then there's one in September in a nearby city. In Lethbridge, actually, and we have, up on our YouTube channel, we have a Lethbridge adventure we did recently, but they have a Lethbridge, it's called Word on the Street, they do a big book event, and September 2019, the Lethbridge Word on the Street book event was the last event I did as an author. So yesterday I got to go and go to a market and set up a table and sell my books and talk to a lot of visitors. We had a lot of tourists in town and things like that, and sell a few books, which is always nice, but Winnie the Pooh came along with me, my Nuimo.
Yes, I saw him there.
Yes, he visited. He helped. Came and brought me food truck food.
Yeah.
Shout out to the waffle wagon, by the way.
Yeah, so, that smelled really good.
Yeah, it was really good. It was apple and brie waffle paninis. So, you know, that was a lot happier than your current. I'm really sorry that your nerd places are not safe places
and
right now.
It's tough for me to talk about because I'm super privileged and all that. So I, like...
Mm-hmm. It's hard, but you do acknowledge that.
Yeah.
So I would actually be really curious to hear, if you're listening, what your response is to this like separation between like creators and the art, actually, quite frankly, that they create. But yeah, especially now. I mean, it's different if you look at something from 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, well, context.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's not context in 2021. Come on.
No, people should like just be decent humans.
Crazy concept.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Apparently it is. But
apparently it's really tough. Let's move on. Hey?
Okay.
Let's be more depressing with the news.
Yay.
Disney A News Update.
Okay.
News.
So, California is having a bit of trouble.
California? Everywhere.
Well, yeah. Pretty much everywhere.
But California, okay.
Specifically California Disneyland is having a bit of trouble with another resurgence of the pandemic because not enough people are vaccinated.
Go get vaccinated!
Please?
Please. We want to go to Disneyland. Really bad.
And so they're reinstituting indoor masking rules.
Do you know what got me? I mean, California, that's, yeah. Starting June 30th, so by the time this comes out, indoor masking, at least it's only indoors right now, but Disney World as well. Indoor masks. Disney World hasn't had masks a lot longer than Disneyland.
Yeah, the Florida was the wild east for a long time. Yeah. But yeah, I like, well, Disney doesn't want an outbreak on their hands because
of course
litigation
not.
Is
well, and then they
scary, but
yeah, it's better than closing.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, they don't want to. They certainly don't want to close again. But yeah, I don't know. It's terrible.
Okay, so I walk the teacher line pretty well, you know, do what you feel is right kind of thing, but please go get vaccinated. I want to go to Disneyland.
It's such a simple solution, and it's crazy. Like, the states in general and in California, they were solid 2 months ahead of us in vaccines, and we've recently caught up to them.
Yeah. That should not have happened.
Surpassed them.
That should not have happened.
Well, we could have caught up. Like,
well, yeah, that's fine. But like,
yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't understand.
So we're going on some adventures here coming up, and we have plans for travel. Like, because things were opening up, and we're like, oh, let's plan on these trips for the next. Heck, I think we've planned tentatively and like completely cancelable,
yes.
or postponable for like. The next couple of years, we're like, oh, well, we should do, or at least the next year.
We've literally booked our major travel until next July.
Right. Exactly. So, well, so over
and not
a year.
Insignificant travel either. So, yeah.
So, you know, we were really optimistic, and I'm optimistic. I don't want to.
I was. I'm not anymore. I'm not anymore.
I'm still trying really hard to be. I don't want to teach in a pandemic anymore. And just, I was okay keeping doing it. I don't like the yo-yoing back and forth. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We've been pretty heavy this episode, so I'm going to be heavy one more time. And, you know, I don't know. I guess if you make negative comments under this, it helps our algorithms anyway. Mm-hmm. But, but please go get vaccinated. I want to go to Disneyland so bad. We had everything booked, people. Come on.
Yeah. So, maybe let's switch gears and talk about something a little happier, like a female-led Marvel movie.
Yay! Like Black Widow?
Yeah.
I love Black Widow. That was so good.
Oh, wait. Scarlett Johansson suing Disney.
Okay, I know we're not video recording us doing our podcast right now. I'm currently hugging a new, by the way, Baby Yoda pillow. Just like rocking back and forth with sadness.
Grogu will save us.
Grogu will save us. Okay, tell me.
So, as you know, Black Widow was released in theaters.
Uh-huh.
And was quite successful.
We had so much fun.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Thank you, Disney.
But they also released it simultaneously on Disney Plus,
uh-huh.
as they have been doing with most of their theatrical releases.
And what they're doing with Jungle Cruise?
Yes,
now,
we
by
were
the
incorrect
way.
About that. They are doing Jungle Cruise
yes.
as well.
Addendum to our last episode,
which is fine. I don't know. COVID is a thing, and some people may not be comfortable going to the movie theater,
right.
And that is a way for them to get it out there. And for families, it's probably a really good deal. Like, $30 is way cheaper than what you'd spend to go to a theater.
I'm going to interrupt you for right now. You were an only child.
Yeah.
I was one of four. Do you know how... And we loved the movies.
Yeah,
how much... Six... So, parents, four kids, six movie tickets, popcorn, pop, because you're not buying one popcorn a pop for six people.
No.
You're not. So, like, imagine how much. It was way over $30.
Costs a fortune to go to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so sorry, keep going.
So they released it on Disney Plus, mm-hmm. and the trouble is Scarlett Johansson was an executive producer and had it in her contract that she was going to get a percentage of the box office.
Right. Oh, right.
So the lawsuit's argument is that by them simultaneously releasing it on Disney Plus, it's cut into the box office take, and the second week of Black Widow actually did, like, shrink significantly. Like,
right. It actually had a pretty good opening weekend, especially for COVID.
It smashed COVID records. It was, like, 80 million.
And then
which
it fell
like,
apart. I remember making
it,
news that, like,
dropped,
Space Jam beat it in the second
week. It dropped 62% and got shocked. Space Jam's first week beat Black Widow's second week.
That's crazy.
Which no one predicted at the time.
Wow. There's a reason for that.
But...
No, there's a reason for it to happen. There's a reason no one predicted that.
But yeah, so she's filing this lawsuit, and I thought maybe it was just going to be like kind of a legal matter, and Disney would, like, they seemed like they had a pretty good relationship, mm-hmm. Disney and Scarlett Johansson, and, like, they were making various movies together and stuff, and I figured it would just be kind of settled out of court. And
right.
Whatever, like, it's just legal posturing. But shortly after she filed the lawsuit, Disney fired back and said the lawsuit was a callous disregard for the horrific and prolonged global effects of COVID-19.
Oh,
so it sounds like this is going to get pretty ugly, and Black Widow's dead currently in the MCU, and there was some thought that maybe like this whole multiverse thing would maybe like make it possible for her to make cameos or something down the line, but it doesn't sound like it anytime soon.
That makes me really upset. I love Scarlett Johansson's work, and I love Black Widow, and I thought she was an amazing Black Widow, and I was so freaking happy to have this awesome female-led superhero movie.
Putting a bit of a stain on that. And
I'm not saying she shouldn't do it. I'm just saying, like,
no, I think that she's fully within her rights. Like, she signed this contract, and it COVID sucks, but if they're undercutting what she could have made by their release strategy,
so why couldn't they have like written her in to the like premiere access on Disney Plus?
Well,
is my question.
Maybe she is getting a small cut of that, but the thing is, I would say that Disney's accountants are considering the increase in subscriptions to Disney Plus itself as part of their release strategy.
Right.
Which is what the lawsuit argues as well.
Okay.
And so even if they did give her a cut of the actual premiere sales,
right, it's not getting any increase of the subscriptions.
This other thing consideration would be definitely excluded. So it's a little messy, and that's really sad. And then they go on to say, well, she's already made $20 million from this movie. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is.
But that's not the point.
Mm-hmm.
You sign a contract, and if you're, like, screwing someone over, it doesn't matter what the dollar figure is. And just let's step back and see how much Robert Downey Jr. has made from his movies.
That's true.
Triple that.
And people have been asking for a Black Widow movie for years. Maybe if they had released it before COVID times.
Yeah, so it's a junky situation. Again.
I remember when I first read it, I was like, well, they're both right. Like, they're both right. Like, what is Disney Plus going to do? Not release it simultaneously? Only release it in theaters? Is that the answer? Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah,
I literally don't know on this one.
Yeah, it's tough to do it midstream, I think there is going to be a world where we get these simultaneous releases as, like, a more common thing, but theaters hate it.
Do you know what I like? I like the idea of we're going to release it in theaters, and X number of days later, we're going to release it on Plus, Disney Plus, like, premium.
You could have two, like, it's traditionally, it's been, like, 40 days of theater exclusivity. You could have maybe 14.
Right? 2 weeks of that, and then we're going to release it on premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to release it, like, X amount of months later to the public, which is what they've done with the other things, the difference between premiere and public. Personally, I mean, I don't know anything, but personally, I think my gut's saying that's the best response here for going forward.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating lawsuit, and I'm pretty sure that the Screen Actors Guild and the Directors Guild are, because, like, directors are upset about their movies being released on streaming at all, like, because it's an art thing, right? Like, They've shot them for the big screen.
Yes.
It's a different experience.
It is a different experience. They're not wrong.
TVs are pretty big, but they're still not the movies.
Right. Yeah. Oh, this is tough, Brandon.
Yeah, I know.
What do you think?
I think she's got a point.
Really? Mm. Yeah. Well, so when I was reading it, because you sent me the article, and then I said, oh, she's got a point, and then I was reading them being like, okay, but also COVID is unprecedented.
Yeah, but that's...
And I'm like, okay, but they also have a point.
That's a whataboutism, though. Like, she's not suing because the movie made less because of COVID. She's suing because their release strategy is reducing the dollar, like, hard dollars that she's getting.
Right. Yeah, okay, so I do have an issue with people who get... So, the throwing out, she's making X amount... How much did you say she was making?
Disney said in their response, specifically, that she's already made $20 million.
I have an issue with that.
Yeah.
So, the reason I have an issue with that is, who cares? I mean, okay, granted, that is a lot of money. That is more money than I can fathom.
It's a PR move.
But that's a PR move.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who cares? Mm. In her contract, this is what it says. Anyway, we're getting very political here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please, like, you know, feel free to comment below and tell us your opinion. Please do so politely. This is obviously a very volatile subject. Any of these things are very volatile subjects. So, yeah. Keep your language clean, please. But, you know, I'm not opposed to upping the algorithm with some comments and your own opinions on this. I'll be interested to see what happens with this.
Okay, well, I think we've had enough depressing stuff.
Oh, thank God.
For this episode. How about we take a commercial break?
Sounds amazing.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh. Ah,
yeah. Mm. Disney A grab bag.
Okay, so...
Okay, let's, like, shake off the negative.
Yeah, we're back, and let's go into the main topic.
Which is going to be happy.
Happy.
Happy. Positive. Yay! Olympics.
The Olympics.
Yay, Olympics. Okay, so we're going to do a couple things here. We said we're going to talk about Disney and the Olympics. So first of all, did you know that Disney has some history with the Olympics? The 1960 Olympics, specifically.
1960 Olympics.
Yes, because okay. What happened shortly before 1960... When did Disneyland open?
Shortly before 1960.
There we go. Yeah. 1955. Mm-hmm. And so the 1960 Olympics came and Disney was like, I want to be involved. And so they like tried to make it work. And
where
it
was,
like,
the 1960 Olympics?
So the 1960 Winter Olympics. This is the Winter Olympics. Took place in Squaw Valley and Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
In the Sierra Nevada mountains of California. This was quite the thing, because of the time, it was quite a little ski resort at Lake Tahoe.
Well, yeah, and it is interesting, like, back in the 60s, the Winter Olympics were just a tiny little thing in general, like,
mm-hmm.
the Winter Olympics are always smaller than the summer. The summer's the big show, but, mm-hmm. Back then, the winter was not any great shakes, so, yeah, that's interesting.
Okay, so I found this interesting. So, when it was awarded, so first of all, Lake Tahoe was what made the bid in 1955, so they obviously did this a lot shorter, too, for the 1960 Olympics. The area had no mayor, one chairlift, two tow ropes, and a 50-room lodge. Okay, so anyway, in spring 1955...
Well, you think that's funny?
Yeah, I do. I do think that's funny.
Once upon a time, I grew up in Fernie. Fernie actually was considered for the Winter Olympics.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine that now? Like, and it's
well,
like,
it's a lot bigger than this.
It's 10 times bigger than it was back.
But you would never host the Winter Olympics.
That's about the size that Fernie used to be.
That's
back
crazy.
In the day. Yeah.
All right. So, at the time, the 1960 Olympics would be the largest Winter Olympics ever held. Like you said, the Winter Olympics. Even now, it's much smaller than the Summer Olympics. But especially
still,
then.
Yeah. Back then, it was very small. Now it's still huge, it's just smaller than the summer.
Right. It was also the first Winter Olympic Games to be nationally televised. So, this is exciting. Walt Disney was asked to be the chairman of the pageantry committee for the event. Yes, basically is what happened. They basically said, hey, Disney, you're good at, like, pomp and circumstance. And Walt was like, yes, I am. And went for it. So,
okay.
Yep. So basically, Walt was an initial stockholder of basically the 1960 Olympics.
Hmm.
Isn't that cool?
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. And he used it basically because Walt's a smart fella. All right, was a smart fella. He used it as basically
a little crazy, but pretty smart.
Most
yeah.
We've talked before about the line between crazy and smart. He used it as advertising for Disneyland.
As he did with everything.
With everything. Uh-huh. It was so good. So anyway, that was kind of my little Walt history with this. There's a whole lot of details about it that you can definitely look up online if you're at all interested. But I just wanted to give a little shout out to that. What I wanted to talk more about was characters in movies that had to do with the Olympics.
Yes.
Okay. So I have two little rundown lists here for you, and then I'm going to quiz you.
Okay.
And then you're going to quiz me.
Okay.
Okay. So first of all, I have the 10 best Disney sports movies ranked according to Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so this is Rotten Tomatoes. So this is not, well, it's Rotten Tomatoes.
Are they Olympics or just sports movies
They're
in general?
They're just sports movies in general.
Okay.
Okay, but a lot of these are actually played in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
I will talk about that.
Okay.
That will be
so
my response.
So number 10, The Greatest Game Ever Played.
Is that a baseball movie?
It is the story about Francis Ouimet, who fought the class prejudice to eventually win the U.S. Open in golf.
Oh, in golf. Okay.
Yes.
That is in the Olympics.
It is in the Olympics.
I don't know why it's in the Olympics, but it is.
It's not the most exciting thing to watch.
They were playing round two or something today.
We have definitely been falling asleep watching the Olympic coverage. Let's just make sure that's...
Yeah. Golf would be a good one to fall asleep to. Well,
yep. It's just...
I don't begrudge anyone who likes watching golf, whatever. I think it's a terrible spectator sport, but I don't think it belongs in the Olympics because it's not even, like, fifth most important thing to golfers. Like, golfers
right.
wouldn't care about an Olympic medal. They want
to
win.
Compared to the other things.
They want to win on the Masters.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, fair, fair. Okay, number 9 out of 10, Million Dollar Arm. Any guesses which sport?
Baseball?
Baseball.
Okay.
Pitchers. Well, cricket players who throw powerful pitches but know very little about baseball, and he turns them into baseball players. John Hamm is in this one, apparently.
Ooh.
I've never heard of this. I've heard of The Greatest Game Ever
Played.
That
must be old.
It's John Hamm.
Yeah, he's old.
He's not that old. We're not talking, like, I don't know, black and white movie here.
I guess.
Okay, number 8. Invincible. Any guesses?
No.
Mark Wahlberg is in this one.
Underwear model. Oh, no, wait. That was his actual career before he started acting.
He gets the chance to try out for the Eagles and becomes the oldest rookie to join an NFL team who never played in college.
Interesting.
Yep. Okay. Football, not in the Olympics.
No. And that's well, good. Because,
yes. Yeah.
Because, A, American football, it would be the States and then you'd have a really crappy team from Canada. And that would be about it.
Yep,
like
it's
that,
true.
There's literally, that's the it's only just, countries that yeah. play American football. So that would be a terrible Olympic sport.
Number 7 out of 10. One of the ones I've watched and enjoyed. Remember the Titans.
That is also football.
Yes, that is also football.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that one.
It's cheesy, but it's
apparently
it's
good. That's at, well, when this article was released, it was at 73% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's about the right...
Fair.
Rotten Tomatoes is tough, but yeah.
I'm so excited for number 6.
Oh, boy.
Cool Runnings.
Yeah, okay. When I think Disney and the Olympics, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
I was
going to
bring this up, but we're going to talk about it now instead because it's on this list. And it should be higher than number 6 because it's amazing.
I mean, as an actual movie, it's not great, but the story's cute and John Candy's amazing.
John Candy. Okay, so not only is the story cute, not only John Candy amazing, it takes place at the Calgary.
It does take
Olympics.
Place at the Calgary
That's
Olympics.
2 hours away from us. Mm-hmm. That is our closest local Olympics we've ever had.
We've
and
gone to the grounds where they held
That's true.
Many of the events.
You really want to do
I
like they do.
I want to do Bob. We should make a YouTube video of us going down the bobsled track.
Okay, comment on our YouTube if you want to see Krista freaking the heck out. Brandon really wants to do this, and I think I will just scream and cry the entire time.
They also have the Canada's longest zip line off the ski jump.
That is not a selling feature for me. Oh, have you ever seen the Jan Arden and Rick Mercer?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
Go they went off that zip line.
It's so funny.
And it was very funny.
And she like swore at him the whole time.
That's
She's
what you
like,
do to
I
me.
I hate you.
That's what you would do to me.
So much. We'd have to like have adult warnings on it. But anyway, I love Cool Runnings. I think it's hilarious to see the like. There's so many stereotypes. It takes place in the 80s. John Candy's awesome.
And I will note it's based on a true story, but the ending of it is not.
That's not what happened.
That's not what happened. Is anyway.
Yeah, but the Jamaicans did put in a bobsled team.
There was a Jamaican bobsled team.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
About as far as this true story goes.
Mm-hmm. In the Calgary
Olympics.
Winter Olympics yeah. in 88. Okay, number 5. I've never heard of this. Safety. It is the latest Disney sports film. It is about Ray, oh boy, McElthrath Bay, a freshman football player at Clemson University. He's trying to balance school and football and also takes the responsibility of taking care of his little brother after a series of unfortunate circumstances.
Shortly after The Blind Side to capitalize on the heartwarming football story.
Probably. I feel like it's all good that we're better people.
Yeah.
Go back and watch Cool Runnings. I have such a soft spot for the Winter Olympics and Winter Olympic sports. I mean, we're in Canada, so I mean, really. Okay. Number 4. McFarland. It stars Kevin Costner, a track coach at a predominantly Latino high school
Man,
in California.
Kevin Costner loves sports movies.
It's 100% true. Tell me if this does not sound like a Disney movie to you. He and his runners don't have much in common, but bond as a team through the value of family, work, and commitment to one another.
Wait, is Vin Diesel in that movie?
Family.
The Olympics is hard, but family is stronger.
Okay, number three. I've heard of this. I've never actually watched it. I feel like a very bad Canadian. Miracle.
Oh, but that has nothing to do with Canada.
But hockey!
It is hockey, yes.
It's hockey. Okay, so, yeah. Miracle, number three. Yeah, it's hockey. Winter Olympics.
It has one of the best motivational coach speeches on film. Yeah.
Well, wait for this one. Number two, this one I've seen. The Rookie, 84%. Dennis Quaid also likes his sports movies, hey?
Yeah.
Okay, so Dennis Quaid, baseball we have in the Olympics. And number one, have you ever heard of Queen of Katwe, I think is how you say it? It's 94%.
I think I remember hearing that title, but I definitely did not watch it. What the heck is it about?
It is the most underrated Disney sports film, as it isn't popular as the others, but has the highest critical score by a very large margin.
Uh-huh.
It is based on the remarkable true story of Fiona, who grew up in the slums of Katwe in Kampala, Uganda, when she meets Robert Katende, a missionary who teaches kids chess.
Oh.
She discovers success through her new chess skills and finds a chance to escape a life of poverty. Poverty.
Chess is not in the Olympics.
No, it is not. I don't like, that's one of those ones that's like, is that a sport?
Yeah, is it? No, I don't think chess is a sport.
I think it's a competition. I think it's a game.
It's a game, not a sport. I don't know.
I'd like to watch this, though.
Sounds interesting, yeah. For sure. But all right. Not a sport.
No. So I'm going to run through this very quickly.
Mighty Ducks was not on...
Getting there. Okay. So that was a list of Rotten Tomatoes. So these are like talking about films. Now I'm going to run through a list of the... This is Stadium Talk. So this is from sports perspective, not film perspective. The greatest Disney sports movies of all time. I'm going to very quickly run through this list. Number 30, World's Greatest Athlete. Right. Rotten Tomato score is 34%.
That's why.
Oh, it's track and field.
Okay.
Number 29, Planes.
Like the direct-to-video car spinoff? Okay.
Yeah. It's racing, apparently. 28, Air Bud.
Yes.
Yes.
Nowhere in the rules does it say a dog cannot play basketball.
Yes, I know nowhere in the rules. 27, Cars 3.
Okay.
26, Right on Track. Apparently it was a Disney Channel movie that starred Brie Larson. What? It is based on the true story of real-life pro drag racers.
And the funny thing is, the Olympic motto is Captain Marvel's motto, but in a different order.
I know, every time they say it, I'm like, Captain Marvel! Okay, 25, D2, The Mighty Ducks.
With hockey powerhouse Trinidad and Tobago.
Exactly! 24, I loved The Big Green.
I wanted to like that movie because it was supposed to be Mighty Ducks for soccer, and I was like obsessed with soccer at that point in my life because I was a big soccer player, and it sucked.
No, I loved The Big Green.
It was terrible.
You're terrible. The Big Green was amazing. Yet it says, bottom line, this is the soccer movie with a kid from the Sandlot in it. Okay, 23, Johnny Tsunami. Did you ever watch this? Guess what a movie called Johnny Tsunami is about?
Surfing?
Yeah! Oof. Okay, 22, I loved The Ice Princess.
Oh, no.
We are gonna watch Ice Princess. I'm gonna watch Ice Princess this fall. I don't even care. You're wrong. It's supposed to be like a Thanksgiving era time.
You should Instagram Live our reactions to Ice Princess or something. Yes!
You've never seen it, have you?
No.
I know you're a fan of Michelle Trachtenberg, though.
I am, but probably not when she was that young.
No, okay, fair. Fair. Also starring Joan Cusack, Kim Cattrall.
Mm.
Yes. So basically, I love, 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 love figure skating. That's my favorite event in any Olympic sports whatsoever. Well, actually, ice dancing to be very specific, but any figure skating event I love. And this one, I love her, and I don't care. It makes me so happy. So I am mad that this is only 22. I think it should be like in the top 10.
Cool.
Okay. 21, Tiger Town, baseball.
Oh. Mm,
1983. One of those... Remember the 80s when they were just releasing everything? We talked about this in our 80s episode, by the way.
80s.
Number 20, Double Teamed. Came out in 2002 and it was a Disney Channel movie. And it is primarily...
What was it called?
Double Teamed.
What was it called?
And it's called... It's about the true story of twin basketball players, Heather and Heidi Berg, who both went on to play in the WNBA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. True story. Cool.
I've seen this. Have you ever seen Gus?
Gus.
No, not Gus.
Oh. I thought it was like a redemption story about the fat mouse who learned how to play soccer or something.
Well, close. It's about a donkey.
Great.
Number 18, another one I absolutely loved, Angels in the Outfield.
Okay, Angels in the Outfield is pretty cool, and they made it, just like how the Mighty Ducks spawned an NHL team, there is a baseball team in California named the Angels.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, 17, Secretariat. I watched this one, that's a good one.
There's a lot of solid arguments that Secretariat, the horse, is... Mm-hmm. The greatest athlete of all time.
Ooh, I like that. Number 16 I have seen. So now that we're getting to the newer ones, I've seen most of these. Mm-hmm. Million Dollar Arm.
You said that.
Yeah, well, but that wasn't on the list. The other list. Yeah. 15, The Game Plan. This is with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay.
Shout out to Jungle Cruise coming soon.
Yeah. And
or coming out by the time this is released,
and
actually.
And his food truck with tequila.
And waffles.
And waffles. The waffle food truck that we were at did not have tequila.
Weird.
I know. I should have asked them, where's your tequila?
Number 14 on this list, Cool Runnings.
Okay.
Yep. Number 13, Cars, the original.
I mean, racing's a sport, I guess. It's on the sports channels.
Number 12, another one I watched, The Rookie, which we talked about on the last list. Mm-hmm. Number 11, Iron Will. 1994.
Is that dog racing?
Yes.
Okay. Dog sled racing.
So this came out in 1994. I probably watched it in 1994, so I'm not sure if I remember the
year. I think
series.
I also watched it in 1994, yeah.
Number 10, Glory Road, 2006. Basically having to do with basketball.
Oh, I thought it was a Loki variant. Need some
glorious purpose.
Glorious purpose on a road trip.
Number 9, How to Play Football, starring... Goofy.
Yes!
1944.
Is that a movie or is that
the
just
the only
like one
short film to make the list? You can still watch How to Play Football today and get a good kick out of the animation and see why its popularity endures more than 75 years after its release. It is 7.5 minutes long. The Goofy starring short was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Animated Short Film and played in front of feature films in the 1940s.
That is one of the better... And all the Goofy how-tos are fantastic. But
I love them.
I have seen that one several times, and it's really good.
Oh, man, so good. Okay, number 8, The Greatest Game Ever Played, which is on the other list. Mm-hmm. Number 7, The Mighty Ducks. Quack.
Quack.
Quack. Quack. We have a whole episode about that if you want to listen.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
Number 6, Invincible. Greg Kinnear was in this one, hey? Americans like their football. Number 5, apparently The Love Bug is a sports movie.
I liked Herbie movies, okay?
I've never seen them. Number 4, they have Queen of Katwe on this one.
Chess.
I'm so sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong. Please, yell at me and tell me how to fix it.
Yeah.
I think it's
we
Katwe.
Do our best. We do our best, yeah. But sometimes foreign words are... we're just
like, tell
we're
me
just
how to say it. I think it's Katwe, but I'm not sure. Okay, yeah. Number 3, they have Miracle. Number 2, they have McFarland USA. This is, again, if you put Kevin Costner in a sports movie, people will show up. If you build it, they will come.
Yes. That is the easy link to Kevin Costner in a sports movie.
It's true. And number 1, they put as Remember the Titans. So a lot of overlap when you got to the top 10.
Remember the Titans was pretty darn good.
I like that one. I like ones that are more than just about.
Like, it was a cheesy Disney movie, but it was also well put together, so.
Then I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a list of Disney characters.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me what event you think they would score the best in.
Okay.
Mentally prepare yourself.
Okay.
It can be either Winter or Summer Olympics. Number 1, let's start easy. Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Okay, so he's short. So that like knocks him out of a whole heck load of sports.
It's totally true.
I think Mickey Mouse, I picture him in like a equestrian type of situation.
Ooh, I like that.
He's friends with a lot of different animals.
Yeah.
So I think He doesn't strike me as very athletic, so he needs somebody else to do the hard work.
He's very agile, but he's not athletic, is he? Yeah.
And he's little, so he'd be the jockey type of situation. And
yeah, I like that option.
Some equestrian, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to jump around a lot in my list here.
Okay.
Dash from The Incredibles. He's the little boy who...
Oh, well, obviously track and field. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, like, that's really obvious.
He's going to get disqualified.
It's true, but he's going to compete in it. saw him in a track and field event.
That's an interesting debate. If, let's take the X-Men and mutants were real, what would we do with the Olympics?
Oh, that's a good question. Do we have a separate Olympics?
Do we have a mutant Olympics? I don't know, but...
Yeah. I don't know. That's amazing.
If superheroes were real, like, this would be a...
Do we put a separate Olympics for the mutants in X-Men? What do you think?
I think you'd have to. Like, you look at the boys, the TV series The Boys,
mm-hmm.
and they had a separate track and field thing with the fast guys.
Mm-hmm.
They were competing against each other, the two speedsters,
if you remember. Oh, yeah, I do remember that. Again, very adult show, kids, don't watch that.
Unless your parents say it's okay.
Parents definitely watch it first. It is so adult. It is so adult. Okay. We're going to... I want a rapid fire this because gut reaction.
Go, go, go.
Okay. Goofy.
Oh.
So easy because he did so many sports.
He did many sports.
Not necessarily well.
He did so many sports so terribly.
So bad.
So terribly. I think he needs to do cross-country skiing just... because he's gangly, and I think all the poles and skis all over the place would be hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, I like that one. Good choice. Merida. I mean, come on.
Well, she's doing archery.
Of course, yeah. Is she doing biathlon or just straight-up archery?
I think she should compete in both.
Okay, I like it. Do everything.
Yeah.
And she's great on the horse, too.
She could pick up... Like, she's in the Summer Olympics with archery, and then she's going to train real hard for the Winter Olympics, and she's going to learn how to shoot the air rifle and cross-country ski and for the biathlon.
Okay, cool. I like it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Donald.
Well, he needs to do shot put, because he gets real angry, and he's just going to chuck that ball.
Perfect. I love it. Kristoff from... Frozen.
Oh.
Do you see how I'm doing, like, classic and then, like, more...
Yeah.
So what I did is I found a list of, like, the most sports or athletic Disney characters, and then I did the Fab Five.
Huh. Kristoff. Well, he's from, like, a wintry country,
mm-hmm.
but he also has a reindeer.
He does.
Friend.
He says reindeers are better than people.
Yeah. So it makes it a little tough. I think he has to do, like, downhill slalom, though. He's just...
Oh, interesting.
He's just winter guy.
Okay, I like it. Let's go with it. The whole thing is gut reaction, right? Daisy.
Daisy's a figure skater, for sure.
I like it. Yeah. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
Aladdin.
Oh, Aladdin is men's gymnastics, probably uneven bar Ooh. Would be his specialty. If parkour was in the Olympics, he'd be
totally.
He'd be all over that. But yeah, totally. Something in gymnastics, but uneven bar.
So this isn't on the list, but Tarzan would be now. Could you know why? Because now we have skateboarding in the Olympics. Tarzan was modeled after skateboarders.
Yes, Tarzan would be great at skateboarding if you could teach him how to ride a skateboard. But,
also that.
Yeah,
Aladdin. I knew for sure you were going to say gymnastics, but uneven bars. I like it.
Mm.
Pluto.
Well, he's a dog. And I'm pretty sure there are rules that say that dogs can't compete in the Olympics.
I'm going to give that one to you. That's amazing. Mrs. Incredible.
Oh, well, she could do a lot of things.
Yep, that's why Mr. Incredible's not on the list, but Mrs. Incredible is.
She could do a lot of things. She's very flexible,
mm-hmm.
though. So
yoga isn't in the Olympics. Oh. Let's just...
So, like, I mean, she could have a pretty fantastic floor routine in gymnastics as well.
Ooh,
but
good point.
That's kind of boring. How about we go crazy and, like, say trampoline? She could, like, do some crazy flippy stuff.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I like that.
I don't know.
I like it. Minnie Mouse.
That's a tough one.
You already said figure skating
I
for
did,
Daisy.
Yeah, I did. But, I don't see Minnie Mouse as a figure skater either. I think she's got, like, some hidden talents. She has to put up with Mickey hanging out with Donald and stuff.
He's always out with the boys.
I want to say that she wants to do some fencing.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I think she has hidden talents.
Interesting. She's, you know what? I like how understated she always is. She's a classy lady, but there's some sass there. So, like, I'm on board for fencing. Okay, so that brings, oh my, Mulan. Possibly the most athletic of all. Well, she's definitely the most athletic of all the Disney princesses. Okay, Mulan, what do you think?
So I just said fencing, which was a mistake.
Because you want to put her as fencing, okay.
Yeah, but I would say, I actually, when I was just at the dentist earlier today, they had the men's final gold medal match between a nice fellow from China and another nice fellow from China.
Oh, okay, poor.
And China absolutely dominates ping pong and table tennis.
Oh, okay.
They listed on the broadcast all the medals since 1972 or whatever that China had not won the gold in, and it was like three or four.
I was going to say, was there more than five? And it was like,
They lost the mixed doubles and in 62 and the doubles in 84.
So basically, and that works well. She has super fast reflexes.
She has super fast reflexes, and it fits well with her country. And table tennis.
Nice. I thought you were going to go like taekwondo or something like that. I actually really like table tennis because of those fast reflexes. I like it. Okay, cool.
And they're actually pretty cool to watch. I thought it was kind of maybe a lame spectator sport, but actually watching.
No,
like,
it's super fun.
We
were watching that last night.
They kick some butt.
Oh yeah. Like, shockingly fun. Okay, I only have two more for you.
Okay.
Pocahontas.
Well, we were just actually watching this. The canoe slalom.
I guess that's kind of obvious, isn't it?
It is a little on the nose, but you know
I'm
what?
I'm a little mad at myself for not thinking about it.
I don't care. I think she should do the canoe slalom. She's in that movie. She's in the rapids and stuff on a canoe, so give her.
She goes down a waterfall in a canoe.
Give her.
Shots feature. And then the last one that might be arguably the most athletic, most Olympic, Hercules.
Oh, geez. He's obviously going to do the decathlon.
100%. Not even a question. He basically does one in the training that he does with Phil anyway.
Yeah.
I know you haven't
seen it. No, I haven't seen it. But, like, yeah, I think the decathlon was actually, like, modeled after Hercules in the original Greek Olympics kind of thing. So.
Well, I mean, he's the most Olympic because he is from ancient Greece, which is where the Olympics stem from. So, yeah. Okay. Good. Yes, definitely the decathlon.
I mean, yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah.
I like it.
Has to be.
Absolutely. Let's move on to trivia.
It's not trivia.
Oh, wait. I have to review your trivia from last time.
Okay.
You did, like, super well.
Yeah, that's because I'm awesome.
Oh, is that why? You only had two questions, and you got them both right.
Yeah, because I spoiled one earlier. Ha!
Yeah, that's why you only had two. You wrecked it. You actually spoiled two earlier.
Yes! I'm smart. Here's the trouble. You were asking me trivia about a Marvel thing.
Oh, I know. This is like that was just a life mistake. From now on, Marvel and Star Wars, I don't care whose turn it is, you are asking the trivia. Okay, question number one. To promote the show, a special cereal was released. We were talking about Loki.
Mm-hmm.
What was the cereal? This is what you said.
Loki Charms.
As I already said, you were 100% right. Moving on.
I tried to get them, and my friend tried to get them, and they were sold out.
Really?
Like, instantly.
I didn't know that you tried.
Well, and apparently they had like a kind of like a riddle to solve to get a pre-sale code, and I missed that.
Oh.
So
unless you got pre-sale, you're
basically
screwed.
You were hosed.
Okay. All right. Number two. I was so mad you got this. I thought this was the one that I was going to get you on. Owen Wilson and Tom Hiddleston previously worked on it together on a movie with time travel. What was it? And this is what you said.
There's a Woody Allen movie. It was like Midnight in Paris or something like that.
I love this movie so much. It is absolutely Midnight in Paris.
Nailed it.
I can't believe you got it. I mentioned it briefly like a couple weeks ago when we were watching the show.
We watched that movie.
Well, yeah, years ago.
But, it's a Marvel trivia because they're in Marvel now, but it's also cinema trivia, and I'm like, that's like my wheelhouse.
Yeah, but it's super obscure. So I actually show a clip from this movie every year to my students when we read The Great Gatsby because one of them is supposed to be F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tom Hiddleston, and it's super enjoyable, and the kids get a huge kick out of it, and they like it because there's some inappropriate content in there a little bit. But I show it every year, and every year I'm like, oh my god, I love this movie. I need to watch it again. Again, We were talking about, like, separating artists from their work. Woody Allen.
I do not want to talk about that.
Fair, but that's a Woody Allen movie.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now, that's it for trivia. I only had two questions. You got 100% right. Good job. High five. Nice.
I high-fived myself.
Yes, you did.
Because I'm awesome.
Okay, what's up?
Okay, so we're not doing trivia this week.
Okie dokie.
Because Olympic trivia is cool, but I don't know if it would be great for you.
Oh, I'm not angry at that. Can we discuss the figure skating history?
Yeah.
When we do Winter Olympics next year, then we'll discuss the figure skating history. How about that?
Although I was disappointed because we were watching the Stanley Cup being awarded this year, and their skating coach came on the ice, and I'm like, oh, cool, you'll know her. And you're like, who's that? And it was Barb Underhill, who's
famous
figure skating
coach. I know. So mad at myself. I did not recognize her to see her. Hold on. Ready? Bad. Can you hear that?
I was very disappointed.
That was me slapping my own wrist. Yes. You say the name, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
But I did not. Oh.
Shame. But instead, I am going to ask you a BuzzFeed quiz.
Oh, we've done this a few times, and I have so much fun doing
these. It's fun.
Okay.
But we're going to answer these questions, and they're going to tell you what Olympic sport you should compete in.
Okay, well, the only things I've ever done are figure skating and swimming, so this will be fun. Okay, I'm ready to go.
Okay, what is your best skill? Speed, power, endurance, or strength?
None of the above.
That is not an option. It doesn't say what are you really good at. It says what's your best.
Okay, well, so speed, power, strength, and endurance.
Yes.
I think I'm surprisingly strong for being 5'2" and kind of chubby. Have you ever you watched Tangled with me? Mother Gothel is always like getting kind of chubby. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, strength is final answer.
I think so. I'm torn between strength and power, but I'm going to go with strength.
How would your friends describe you? Competitive, fun, loyal, or fearless?
Loyal.
Definitely not fearless.
Definitely not. I'm scared of everything.
What's your favorite workout day? Chest day? Leg day? Don't skip it. Back day? Or cardio?
Okay, so chest, leg, back, or cardio were those? Probably cardio, I guess. I don't know. I swim a lot. That would be
you've been enjoying swimming, which is a form of cardio.
Yeah,
so
that would be the closest.
That's not a false answer for sure.
Okay.
What is your post-workout snack?
Mm-hmm.
Protein shake, granola bar, boiled egg, not raw egg.
No.
Gaston would be ashamed of you for boiling the egg.
It's true.
Or candy.
Oh, none of those really, but the closest would probably be a protein shake. I don't really drink protein shakes, but I have a smoothie every lunch, and so I think that would just be the closest.
Yeah, I think that's right.
A cup of coffee wasn't on the list, which is actually what I have.
Do you work better alone or on a team? So the four options are,
okay.
I prefer to work on a team, I'm a lone wolf, it depends, or I'm usually cheering people on.
I'm usually cheering people on.
I mean, you're a teacher. I think that's kind of your job.
I think I'm, like, hired for that. Yay, students!
Which of these sports are you best at? Soccer? Football? American football. This is a picture of American football.
Because
it's not soccer, I guess.
Right.
Running or swimming?
Swimming! I'm like, I'm terrible at all of those things. I literally do three activities that are physical.
What do you always have in your gym bag?
Okay.
Headphones, lots of snacks, a water bottle, or a towel?
Actually, headphones, and I'm terrible at forgetting my water bottle all the time, but I listen to music a lot.
But you should always remember your towel.
I know.
And
42.
Don't panic.
Why I would be terrible at intergalactic space travel.
How tall are you? Under 5 feet?
Not.
Between 5 feet and 6 feet? Over 6 feet? Or it depends on what shoes I'm wearing?
Well, it does depend on what shoes I'm wearing.
I want to put that one for you.
Do that. So when I got married, I first tried on my wedding dress with no shoes on. And she's like, oh my God, we are going to need to hem this so bad. And then I brought my shoes that I was wearing. She's like, oh, we don't need to hem this at all. Because I had 6-inch heels.
Okay. When do you like to work out? First thing in the morning, during your lunch break, after work, or you turn everything into a workout?
Oh, that's really tough because, like, it totally depends on which workout I'm doing. I'm going to say first thing in the morning just because that's what I'm doing right now. But, like, as soon as the school year hits, it changes. But right now, first thing in the morning.
That's when I prefer to work out as
yeah.
well.
Right now, I'm swimming laps in the morning. But during the school year, I do yoga in the morning. But during the school year, I also work out after school. So it really depends. But let's go with that.
Where do you usually watch sports?
Oh, okay.
Right on the sidelines?
I wish.
On your couch in your pajamas? Do you stream it on your phone or with friends at a restaurant?
Usually couch in pajamas is the best one. Just we watch a lot of hockey and we watch most of the hockey at home.
I would like you say, I would prefer to be right on the sidelines.
Yeah, but like reality, just for the quantity of sports we watch.
The question says usually, so.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not where would you prefer?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Which city should host the 2040 games?
Oh, okay.
Summer? Would be summer, yes. Okay. Summer games. Oh, they're all Canadian cities. This must be
really?
This must be BuzzFeed Canada, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, I'm excited.
Toronto, Winnipeg, Halifax, or Vancouver?
Oh, this is really tough. Vancouver just hosts the Winter Olympics, so I would like that because it's so close. Okay, Toronto, Winnipeg, Halifax, or Vancouver were the options?
See.
Okay, so I'm going to be terrible, and I'm going to say Winnipeg just because I want to go.
Winnipeg, eh?
No, let me think. Yeah, I'm going to say Winnipeg.
Okay.
Literally because I want to go, and Vancouver just hosted, and we're between Winnipeg and Vancouver. Oh,
so of these four, Toronto's like literally the only one that would ever actually host the Summer Olympics.
It's 100% true, and I would be very supportive of that.
Okay, are you ready? Are you ready for what sport you should compete in?
Yes, I am.
It's slightly Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
It says canoe kayak.
Okay.
You've got arms of steel. You're a natural born leader who loves to lead your team to victory. Learn how you can start your Olympic journey in canoe kayaking at RBC Training Ground.
What? I could learn to be a canoe kayaker.
We went on a canoeing trip.
We did. It was through northern Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, oh man, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Oh my God, we're really old.
But it was pretty awesome.
It was amazing. We were gone for several days. And just canoeing the whole way. We brought like tents and stuff, and we canoe, and then stop, pull over.
We literally pooped in the woods.
Yes, that's true.
I've never done that before or since. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Good to know. I like knowing your, I guess.
What?
But you know what? My favorite memory was when you were fishing, and then I had to carry the terrible fish. And yes. I don't like fish.
Fishing from a canoe is not the easiest thing in the world either.
As the person who was holding the canoe in place while you were fishing, I agree. That was super fun, though. Do you agree? I don't know about arms of steel.
I mean, you have been swimming. You got some seps going on. your buys and your tries.
Okay, that's funny. Okay, so I think that basically wraps up our show for this week. We had some tough stuff.
Yeah, it was a little tough start, but the Olympics part was fun.
Yeah,
we're having fun.
But guess what? We have some crazy awesome stuff coming up.
Yes.
Super fun, super lighthearted.
Okay. So, contact us on our social media. We talked about a lot of heavy subjects, and we'd like to hear from you about them.
We actually do. Please be respectful, but please do comment.
Yeah. I'd like to hear some people's opinions. I have my opinions, but these tough subjects, it's good to hear more than just your opinion, I think. You need some other perspective.
Well, I think that's the key, isn't it?
I think so. And thanks to El Mule, who is responsible for our awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. And you can also find us on social media, Instagram at disneya.podcast, on Facebook at Disney A, and Twitter at Disney A Podcast.
You can find Disney A episodes on your favorite streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and probably several other podcasty places. Yeah, just look for podcasts.
It's true. And wherever you find your podcast is where you'll find us.
Yeah. You can also listen to our newest episode on our brand new, well, it's not brand new anymore,
I guess. It's pretty new.
Pretty
still,
new
though.
YouTube channel.
Woo!
And that's called Adventures A.
So I just wanted to explain. On Monday, we put our podcast episode up there. And on Fridays, we post an adventure episode up there. Mm-hmm.
And please review our podcast, especially on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe. And if you know someone who might like the podcast, please be sure to recommend us to them.
Woo!
You can also listen to Disney A episodes on Magic of the Mouse Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to Magic of the Mouse Radio on Live 365, MyTuner Radio, Radio Garden, and other radio station apps. You can also listen to sounds and music of Disneyland on Magic of the Mouse Radio, hosted by us.
Yay!
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. Do you know that? So we do Disneyland. Do you know who does California Adventure? Our friends at Disney Assembled.
Ah, sweet.
Isn't that awesome?
That makes sense because like the Avengers assemble there and they're Disney
so
Assembled.
Good, right?
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Join us next week because we have something pretty special planned.
I'm so excited for this.
It's going to be our first official guest.
I'm so excited for this.
Yeah.
Okay, but we're not going to talk too much about it.
No spoilers. Just tune in. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. We're going to chat about a lot, actually. Primarily. Well, I don't know about primarily, but we're definitely going to talk about...
Okay. So, our special guests have... They're the only people we know...
Personally.
That have been to Euro Disney / Disney Paris.
Yes, depending on when you go.
And we're going to talk to them
about
comparing Euro Disney to Disneyland, because they've been to both, and they're pretty big Disney fans, so...
I'm so excited.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah, yeah. We like them, and so we're gonna chat with them.
Yeah, we're gonna have a little chat.
Yeah, and just about Disney in general, because super Disney nerds, too.
Yeah, Disney nerds.
As all best, we're, all of the best
we'll
people
also,
are.
We'll also ask them what their nerd thing is.
Oh, yes. And we should make sure they have a drink, too. We should tell them in advance.
Yeah, there's going to be drink. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time.
I'm so excited.
Come hang out.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. And until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Shame.
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 Shame.